You're listening to the BeyondCast, the official podcast of Beyond Student Ministries. Located in Seattle, Washington, we're all about faith, mission, and reality. So that's just a little foolishness found on the interwebs. And if it's on the internet, what did it have to be? It has to be true. So that is a true story because it's on the internet. So, but everybody has different understandings of what a hero is, right? And so every week I want to show a different hero-themed clip to kind of capture it. And this is a guy who's riding a bus, everyday hero. That's one way to look at it. Yeah, there is a reason that nobody's around him. I typed in heroes, and that's what came up. I was like, all right, that's every day. But what are some heroes that you guys have? Who are some of your heroes? Tom Cruise? Wow. All right, Tom Cruise. There's no wrong answer, but that's close. Jimmy Page. Okay, Joel Osteen. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Bob Ross. Bob Ross is awesome. Happy Trees. Yeah, I'm just going to paint some happy trees. Bob Saget. America's Funniest Home Videos. Full House. I learned so much from Full House. Max, you're about to explode. Paul Giamatti. All right. Addie. Yes, that's the cool. Bob Dylan's a hero, yeah. Charlie Brown, yeah. Did you watch the Great Pumpkin? Oh, Lydia. Hiro Nakamura from Heroes, yes. Al Sharpton, all right, yeah. Anyway, yes.
That fat guy from Uncle Bill?
No, that's Uncle Chuck, Uncle Buck.
Yeah, Uncle Buck.
Yeah, all right. John Candy, he's hilarious, yes. Leif Erickson, yeah, the guy who really discovered America. Jim Carrey, yeah, he's a comedic hero. All right, that's enough. Okay, I was waiting for it, thanks. Ken Griffey Jr., I was going to say Alex Rodriguez, and I'm like, no way. But Ken Griffey Jr. was my total hero, and I sucked at baseball, but I still thought he was amazing. Let me tell you about how I sucked at baseball. I played one season at baseball, fourth grade. Guess how many hits I had?
Zero.
Times I made contact with the ball.
Zero.
One. So I am not good at baseball.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was a foul ball. But here was my trick. I just get down real low, so I had like zero strike zone. And I'd walk and then steal bases because I'm large but quick. Today is...
they just couldn't throw that far.
That's true, too. Today is a cool day in the church calendar. Anybody know what today is? All Saints Day. Day of the Dead was yesterday.
No.
Tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow.
Oh, well, today is All Saints Day. I know that much. All right. Well, today's All Saints Day. So I'm going to talk about All Saints Day, which is basically a day that All Saints Day is basically a day in the Catholic Church where we honor heroes of the faith. And so, like, in our church tradition, we don't do that. And it's kind of a bummer because, you know, there's some cool people who have done amazing things for God, and we could honor them on purpose. And so I thought, wow, what a great day to start a series on heroes when we have is... does anybody know what the biblical definition of saint is?
I forget.
I probably did. Yeah, Christian. A saint in the Bible is anybody who loves Jesus. And so All Saints Day is everybody's day. Every churchgoer's day where we can celebrate the faith in Christ. Is this an on-topic question or not? What? Sure.
What?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. But maybe, or they just think it's a cool thing to do all the year round. It is. So today, I want to talk about heroes. And it says, the Bible says that everybody who calls himself a Christian is a saint. Paul tells people to talk about how all of us can be heroes. And how many of you guys watch the show Heroes? Anybody? All right. All right. Because it's a great show, and I'm not ashamed of it. It's awesome.
Same thing over and over.
Shut your mouth. But the cool thing about a show like Heroes is it's just like ordinary dudes too. But they were ordinary, but then they're awesome. So don't overanalyze, Emily. It's not a Bob Dylan song. All right. Wow. No more sugar ever again. Ever. All right. So what I want to do is I want to look at the first point, I'm going to break your face. I won't really. I'd be your hero. All right. The first thing I want to talk about is how we can be heroes. And the Bible says the first thing is set the example. And so everybody grab a Bible. Oh, I didn't put hand out Bibles. See that ninja move?
Yes.
That's too many. All right. So when you get a Bible, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Do any of you guys have a life verse? Anybody? What's your life verse, Chris? Anybody else have a life verse? Anybody else have a life verse?
No, I know.
Leviticus 15. Wow. All right. Yes, what's your life verse? All of Matthew is your life verse. Okay, sure. Max. Romans 2:12 is Max's life verse. 2:12. All who sin are apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. 12:2. 12:2 is do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You got it close or other. All right, cool. But grab your Bible, open up to 1 Timothy 4. I'm going to share with you guys my life verse. This is a verse that one of my heroes of all time, a guy named Dustin, who it just impacted my life in a huge way growing up. He was one of my youth leaders, and I was really bummed that he was leaving because I used to be a really shy guy. How many of you guys feel like you're kind of shy sometimes? All right, I used to be incredibly shy, and Dustin was a guy who saw that, you know what, you're shy but you're quirky and hilarious and really funny. And so I'm going to nurture the now. So he's like, he saw us some dynasty. And the day he left, we threw a big party, and he told me this verse, 1 Timothy 4:12. And this is a verse written to a young guy who's got a lot of old people hating on him, as they say on the streets. Verse 12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example. And that is the whole verse that we're going to look at. We're going to look at one verse tonight. The first thing that I think that we need to do as everyday Christian people and as young people is to set the example. Because, you know, being a hero isn't about doing like crazy things and getting on TV and preaching the gospel and everybody repents. First is for us to be everyday heroes. And so we set an example for the people around us. But I think one of the things that's the hardest for us to do is to set an example for people who are older than us. Like people who should know more, people who should be farther along in the journey, it's hard for us to say, no, I'm going to lead the way, live, and to kind of challenge the older generations ahead of us. And so 1 Timothy 4:12 is Paul's challenge to a guy named Timothy, saying, dude, don't be discouraged. Instead, set an example for your church. Set an example for all the people who say, oh, they're too young. Have you guys ever heard you're too young before? Anybody? Yeah. I have. God used a teenager to kill a giant. He can use me to do whatever he's called me to do. You know, so you're too young is not a valid excuse for people. So what are the things that Paul specifically says that we need to set an example in?
Speech.
Love. It's all in there. Deeds.
I'm just
conduct. That's one. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you're both right in your own way. No, she's wrong. How many of you guys have said in your life, too, that, you know what, I'll do this. When I'm older, I'll do such and such. Or, and it might be true. You're going to have to pick that up later. Pick it up now, actually. Go get it. When you're older is a horrible thing to do to yourself. Because you're robbing yourself, unless it's like, when I'm older, I'll vote. That's okay. Or when I'm older, I'll start living for God. After high school, I'll start, you know, witnessing to people. After middle school, I'll start really praying for my friends. You know, no, start now. Don't wait until you're older to do what God's called you to do. Start today.
Today.
Everybody say today like that.
Today.
You were raising your hand? Okay. You were raising your hand. Though. That Paul talks about, let's look at them one by one. First of all, speech. How do we set an example in our speech? Talk good. Properly would be a way to say that. Yes. That is one way. That would be weird. Enunciate. I'm talking more about...
Speak. Speak well of others. Lift others up.
Speak well of others. Lift them up. All right. We can throw all of them away later. All right. I heard other hands. Speak life. Jeff. I did. Speak with biblical influence.
What?
What does biblical influence mean, Jeff? Thus declareth the Lord. Say what, Jeff? Okay, I gotcha. no, I see what you're saying. So, like, your words will be something that, right? Is that what you're trying to say? Okay, cool. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but we're both right. Yes, Emily.
Have salty words,
like Colossians 4, 5, and 6. Honor your speech. No, season your speech. Season your speech with salt. Okay, that's cool. I don't know. Be encouraging. Yeah, so, yeah. How many of you guys have ever, like, been, like, honestly encouraged by somebody and, like, felt good afterwards? That's the best. You know, and when you go, like, go to school tomorrow and find somebody who you can honestly encourage. Don't just be like, hey, nice shoes, because that's sarcasm. That's different. Then that'll make somebody's day.
True.
You know, and that's one of the ways that you can, like, really, you know, honor God in your speech is just by helping people feel good. Like, talk nice about people. How many of you guys have ever been gossiped about? Oh, yeah, man.
I don't know, but
it always finds its way back. And that's the way I have to ask is how many of you guys have ever gossiped? I have. Ever gossiped? Ever talked trash about somebody? Ever just, like, yelled at your parents? Anybody? Yelled at your parents? Yeah, probably. What time is it? I'm about due. No, that should not. We do that sort of stuff. We are not setting an example of Christ. When we use our words to hurt, when we use our words to tear people down, we're not setting an example for Christ. And so when we go to school and we tell dirty jokes or we cuss with our friends, and then when we come to church, we're all like, "Oh, praise Jesus." That's not setting an example. When I was in junior high and started high school, dude, I had a total potty mouth. I used to cuss like a sailor because I thought it was cool. And you know, don't go home and tell your parents, Jason cusses like crazy. Because I don't. Because one day I realized those words are stupid. There are way better ways to talk about poop. All right. Sorry. All right. Well, that was the most clean one I could talk about. But there are better words. And so I decided, you know what? I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to be that guy anymore. And I stopped. And my friends noticed because I cussed a lot. But they noticed. They're like, dude, why aren't you like us? Basically is what they said. I said, because it's stupid. But, you know, it was a moment in life where people noticed a difference. And so if you're the guy or girl who goes around telling jokes that tear people down or tell jokes that are rude or mean or just cuss, man, stop. People will notice, and that is a great way to say, you know what? Jesus is changing me. It's not just because, you know... Amen. All right, so that's one way to set an example in speech. Well, the next way that Paul says is in life. Set an example in life. When people think about teenagers, what do you think they think of? Well, old people. Irresponsible. James. Drugs. All right.
Getting off the lawn.
What? Getting off... What else? So, irresponsible, drugs, what?
Graffiti.
All kinds of things that are horrible, really, when you think about it.
Smelly.
What?
Some are smelly.
Smelly. Smelly, yeah. And, you know, we can help that out. What'd you say?
Petty
crime. Petty crime. All right. I think we covered petty crime. And he says, set an example in speech and in your life. And so instead of being, you know, I don't know if any of you guys are out graffitiing, but stop it. You know, if graffitiing is the right word for that, I don't know. But, you know,
stupid.
Don't waste your life doing stupid stuff. Never called us to be boring. You know, Jesus never called us to be, like, just sitting in our room, you know, thinking. You know, that's boring. He never called us to spend all day playing video games. He never called us to spend all day on the internet or text messaging people or whatever. Jesus never called us to be boring. Jesus called us to live for the believers, for older people in life. And we say, you know what, I'm going to live my life for Jesus. Then we start doing crazy stuff. You start sharing your faith. You start going on missions trips. You start serving people. Because every day is an adventure with Jesus. And it sounds so cliche, but that is what Jesus has called us to do, is to live every day. From school, you've got options. What are you going to do? Are you going to just watch TV all day?
No.
Because you have to work. But yeah. But you know what? Don't do homework. Do your homework. But don't... Stop it. But you know what? If your life is all about just doing your homework and just doing well in school, live life. And to be adventuresome. So, all right? And the next thing is love. Faith, speech, and life in love. How do you show the love of Jesus? Cristiano.
Being kind
to others and showing them the Bible. So I say, hello, Cristiano. Here's the Bible. Out of the Bible. Love Jesus. Show them that love. Serve people. Oh my gosh! It's like you've known each other forever. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh. But serve people.
I think we got the right answer.
James, yes. Loud, like yell it. Words.
Showing other people that being a Christian isn't just worshiping God 24/7.
Right. It's not like KCMS all day, safe for the whole family. You know what he's saying. But it's not like the whole, like, hey, everybody, everything's fine. And people need to see that, too. Otherwise, you're lying. All right? Was someone raising their hand?
We'll give them hugs.
All right. Give people hugs? Sure. Just randomly. Hey, Jesus loves you.
Give away cards.
Josh.
Yeah. Give away cards.
All right, Josh, what? Josh, what? Yeah. Yeah, Christianity is never supposed to be boring.
And it's kind of like, it's going to be boring. And if they think it's boring now, wait till they go to hell.
Yeah, that's one way to go on that route. Alright. So show love, man. Be nice. Care. Serve. Just show the love of Jesus. And you know who Paul is talking about doing that to here also? Is people who are in church. And so, like, go and hug a senior on Sunday. You know what would just make my day? Make my Sunday. All right? I'm going to challenge you on Sunday. Instead of sitting by everybody, I'm going to challenge you. Write this down. This is homework. No, go find a senior other than your grandparents. Not in high school. Like an old person. All right? Look for white. Sit down by an old person. And talk with them before service. I know. Talk with them. Talk with them during the service. Not during, like during the break. You know, love on some old folks, all right? Who will do that this Sunday? Cristiano will do that. I'll tell you. I would do it, but I got to sit in front because I'm told to by my boss. So, but sit by a senior and show them love in this way, all right? That's a challenge. Do it. Don't forget, all right? Or else. Talk to him during the break. Yeah, and sit by him. Let him know. I'm telling him, sit by him. That's it. Made me sit by you, because that's horrible. All right, then the next thing he says is in faith. Set an example in faith. There was somebody who said that all great movements of God start with young people. I don't know who said it, and it might be true, but it's a good challenge for us. Like, what can change the world? And it's true. It's so cliche and so lame to say, but it's the truth. Young people truly can change the world because you have all your life in front of you. And so what is Jesus calling you to? How is Jesus saying, I have a big plan for you, and in what way is he mobilizing you to do it? Start going that way. Start believing that Jesus has a big, big plan for your life. And start acting on that belief. And show people your faith. Like my friend Russ, in high school, he had this project that he had to do, a senior project, and he started a skate church. And it's flake most of the time. But when it came to this dream that God put on his heart, he went crazy. And he put his heart into this thing, and like hundreds of kids would come out to skate on the last Friday of every month. And he just gave them a hot dog and the gospel and skating. And because of that, lives have been changed because of that kind of... What challenge in the world does God say, that's not right, and I want you to fix it? And start living in that faith. And set an example. Because a lot of people look at the world and they say, oh, it's going to hell in a handbasket. What good do we have to do? But we, as Christians, need to be looking at the world and saying, we can, the hero, that's the everyday hero mentality. Like, you know what? Today is the day that I'm going to fix something. Today is the day that I'm going to change the world. One day at a time. All right, so set an example in faith. Pray. Read your Bible. Worship. When we come and worship, it's not just Christian karaoke. All right? The band does a great job, but they're not here just to say, look how good we are. Mornings, are we worshiping or are we just waking up? I know it's early, so maybe your first response is, I'm just waking up. But man, worship. Just throw your hands up. If you're comfortable, just throw your hands up and say, God, I want to see you. And engage. Pray like you've never prayed before. Read your Bible. And then the last one that Paul says is impurity. Purity, another word for purity that I think is integrity. Set an example for people in that you live a 100% life. Not like I got my school life and my church life and my home life and you're all split up, but live a 100% life. You know, who are you when people aren't looking? Who are you? Set an example. You know, don't go out and try to be something you're not. Be pure. How are you thinking? What are you watching? What are you listening to? I'm not saying you can't listen to good music and you can't go and see good movies, but are you filling God? And so that's the last thing. And so Paul challenges his young follower, Timothy, and says, set an example to the church, but to everybody in speech and life and love and faith and in purity. And that's the challenge. That's the first step to being everyday heroes. And so as we go forth in this series, I want you to take home, and I know you put on your fridge and you just reflect on it all week. Yeah, right. That's why we pick them all. No, but take them home. And man, memorize this verse. And I'm going to try to do a different verse every week just because the Bible's got to be in you to change you. And so take some time, memorize for the attention span of a gnat. So anybody can do it. All right? So let's pray. And then we got to get out of here. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the challenge that you have put on our hearts and on our lives to live different. Say for every one of us, for myself included, that we would be everyday heroes, that we would set the example for our church and for the people who need you that are all around us. So Father, as we go out to school or work or wherever we go tomorrow, help us to remember these things. How we talk, how we live, how we love, how we just do amazing things for you one day at a time. In Jesus' name, amen.